going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, follow the podcast. Of course, the YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out. They're an annoying loss by the Phillies last night. I mean, seriously, they are in a tough way, especially when it comes to when they play the New York Mets. So Phillies will wrap up the series this afternoon, hopefully get a victory and don't get swept by the New York Mets. But I want to dive into the draft. Tomorrow night, the start of the 2025 NFL draft. We know the Eagles right now at number 32, and there's a wide range of different kinds of players that they could take. I mean, we've seen in our daily mock at 1 o'clock, we've seen so many different ideas of where the Eagles could go with their first-round pick, from edge rusher to defensive tackle. We had a linebacker in there, we had safeties in there, we had corners, we had wide receivers. I think every position but quarterback and running back, you know, even tight end was put in there with Mason Taylor. I think every position but quarterback and running back we've seen mocked to the Eagles in the first round. It does really tell you, one, how unpredictable number 32 is, that spot. It's kind of a weird draft to begin with, where it's like, where do the quarterbacks go? How many fall? Who wants to jump up to the end of the first round? There's that element. Will the Eagles move up? Zig when other people zag? So there's all these different things out there as we get close to the draft. And I put out my big board a couple days ago of players I think would be good picks for the Philadelphia Eagles, guys that I think could really fit on this football team. And one of them was Gray Zabel, offensive lineman, North Dakota State. He was in that bucket of players I had for, if they stick at 32 or a small trade up, I think he'd be a really, really interesting player for the Eagles to take. And the more I think about it, tomorrow I'm going to release the player I most want. I'm going to put that on the podcast tomorrow. The guy I want, like my guy. Last year, my guy was Cooper DeJean. Who's my guy this year? I'll give you that name tomorrow's podcast leading into the NFL draft. But the guy that I think would be a really boring but effective pick for the Eagles, a boring but smart pick for the Eagles tomorrow night, if he's there. And most mocks that I've looked at in the last week and a half, 2 weeks, tell you he's not going to be there. He's probably going to be somewhere between 15, 16, 17, all the way to the late 20s. And that would be Gray Zabel, offensive lineman, North Dakota State. The more I watch this kid, the more I read about him, the more I listen to someone like Brian Baldinger talk about him, the more I'm convinced he's going to be a really good player. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if he's the best offensive lineman in this class. If he outproduces in the NFL Calvin Banks, if he outproduces in the NFL Will Campbell, guys that will go higher than him, you know, both those guys could go, you know, within the top 10. Armon Membu, a top 10 potential pick. I mean, top 15, these guys, they're probably all going to go before Gray Zabel because those guys profile more as tackles, where Zabel likely is a guard at the NFL level, but I'm not sure that is totally the truth. So he played everywhere. He played right tackle. He played left tackle. He played inside. He played everywhere at North Dakota State. He was excellent. Senior Bowl, he went there. He lined up at every single position Senior Bowl week. and no one got past him. I saw where Brian Baldinger compared him to Cody Mauch, who's another North Dakota State kid who has been a starting right guard for the Bucks for the last 2 years. This guy's a good football player. The comp I have is Joe Tooney, who is now a Chicago Bear, was obviously all those years with the Chiefs and, you know, Patriots before that, a guy that could play inside if you need him, could go outside. And I look at where the Eagles are right now with their depth chart on the offensive line. And I thought the Mekhi Becton loss was I wouldn't call it the biggest deal in the world. Like, you can get by and you can survive a Mekhi Becton loss. But what two things struck me about it. One, it wasn't that expensive. I mean, Mekhi Becton got 2 years, $20 million. So that, you know, it wasn't over money. They just thought they could replace Mekhi Becton. And that's fine. I'm sure they can. But right now, the right guard, if you look at the Eagles depth chart this morning, the starting right guard is Kenyon Green, former first-round pick, and it's an interesting reclamation project for Stoutland and a redo for him. Eagles did a lot of work on him, I'm sure, in that draft when they drafted Jordan Davis and they had another first-round pick, which became A.J. Brown, all that kind of stuff. But Kenyon Green was bad with the Houston Texans. He was a bad player for them for a couple of years, so much so they dumped him with the Eagles in the Chauncey Gardner-Johnson trade. I got to see it to believe it with Kenyon Green. Then you have Tyler Steen, who couldn't beat out a one-year deal guy in Mekhi Becton last year. So neither of those guys inspire a lot of confidence. Now, I think Trevor Keegan, the fifth-round pick out of Michigan last year, is a guy who's got a chance and got a future, and it wouldn't shock me if he takes this thing by the horns and takes the job over the summer, and then Steen and Green are depth. That wouldn't shock me, but none of these guys are sure things, and none of them feel like they're locked down big-time right guards to put in a great offensive line. It's one of the great offensive lines in the last 10, 15, 20 years in the NFL, when you have Mailata, Dickerson, Juergens, Lane Johnson, all on big second contracts or third contracts or fourth, whatever it is for Lane, all stars. Mailata's become one of the best left tackles in the NFL. Lane's a future Hall of Famer. Dickerson's putting together the start of an excellent career. And obviously Cam Juergens has been everything you could have hoped for when they took him as the heir apparent to Jason Kelce, and he's run with that, and he just got a contract, you know, about $17 million per season. So really excellent left tackle, left guard, center, right tackle. Can you fold in a right guard without pedigree? You can. And I wouldn't even say Becton in a pedigree. He had a tough run with the Jets, and then it kind of worked out here before he got his deal with the Chargers. But, you know, I would say Kenyon Green, pedigree, but poor performance. It's similar in a way to Becton. Steen, there's a little pedigree, third-round pick, Alabama, but it's not, like, overwhelming. And then Trevor Keegan, captain, Michigan, national title. There's some pedigree there, but not a high pick. Ray Zabel would bring some pedigree to this thing. It could complete the greatest offensive line the NFL's seen in probably 30 years. And it would give you some cover if you do have some injuries across the board this coming season. Because, you know, part of the reason the Eagles were so great last year, there's a lot of reasons. But one of the reasons was they stayed so remarkably healthy on the offensive line. And they didn't have to worry. You know, they had the one game where Lane missed and he got knocked out of the other game early in the season, the Saints game in Tampa. But for the most part, they had that line out there. They protected Jalen Hurts. They opened holes for Saquon Barkley. They dominated the game pretty much week in, week out. And they could do that again this year. But they're all, you know, a year older. Dickerson's always kind of on and off the field. Juergens coming off a back injury. You know, Mailata has been really, I think, the last couple of years, the picture of health, other than a back injury he had when he was younger. And Lane, despite his advanced age, has stayed really healthy. You know, he had the core muscle issue in 22. He came back from and played in the title game in the Super Bowl, all that. But they, you know, he's played, been remarkably healthy, but he's an older player. And for as much as the Eagles run the football, I always think the run game is where offensive linemen, you know, pulling and bodies and people falling down. I mean, you get cracked back block. All of a sudden, you know, you get caught underneath someone. It's a dangerous game. And the Eagles got very lucky last year. Their offensive line stayed healthy. So can that happen again? It could. But there's also a shot it doesn't. And I'm looking at their depth on the offensive line. Kendall Lamb, Darian Kennard are the tackles. Matt Pryor, Brett Toth on the inside. You know, it's a thinner offensive line group. They lost Fred Johnson down to Jacksonville. It's a thinner offensive line group than it was last year. And I know Kennard is liked in that building. You know, Ross Tucker has told us on the midday show that he watched him very closely during training camp and the preseason, and he thinks they've got a real player in Darren Kennard, and I believe him. I mean, Ross knows his stuff very well. But I look at it as, you know, I'd feel better if there was one more really good part to this offensive line room. They have four stars, but I just want one more part. And if the board breaks a certain way, Gray Zabel would be considered a boring pick. Some might say, oh, a guard in the first round from North Dakota State. And I view it more as, this is the most versatile offensive lineman in the draft. He could plug and play right now at right guard and complete the best offensive line in the NFL. And he also provides insane versatility. I mean, it's very rare in the NFL that you could have a guy you can draft and say, I can play him at either tackle, either guard, or center. It's rare. There's like one of these guys per year that come out of the NFL draft. He is 6'6". He's got strength. He has quickness. He has smarts. I think it'd be the most boring, yet one of the smartest picks they could make for now and into the future. And then let's talk about that future. You know, Lane Johnson just once again restructured his deal. And, you know, I don't think he's on the way out anytime soon. He'll be 30.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, I'll be 35 coming up a week after the draft. So Lane's time up soon. Is it up next year, the year after? I don't know. I mean, he's still playing at a high level. He takes incredible care of himself. He's in great shape. He loves the game. He is putting the finish. He touched on a Hall of Fame career. He's got two rings now. Could win a third this year. I don't think Lane's ready to go, and his play is something that slipped. But Lane Johnson was open, was quoted this offseason as being open to grooming his successor. You know, the Eagles have done this quite a few times in recent years, and it's worked out splendidly. You know, when it was Jason Kelsey grooming Cam Jurgens, when it was Fletcher Cox grooming Jalen Carter, there is a method to their madness here where they've had all these franchise icons and they have been able to draft their heir apparent. Same thing with Brandon Graham to Nolan Smith. I mean, they've done it with each of the other three. Now, this is the fourth guy, the four horsemen, the core four, whatever you want to call them, that were drafted about 15 years ago. And as they fade out and their careers end, three of them have ended and one is, you know, away from a couple years away, probably from ending, You have that heir apparent in the building. You let him groom him. Now, is Gray Zabel truly a right tackle in the NFL? I mean, that's for Jeff Stoutland to decide. That's for Howie Roseman to decide. It's for Nick Sirianni to decide when they look at his tape. Can he be a long-term right tackle? I think he could be. 6'6". He's not small. I mean, you know, he may be better at guard, but I wouldn't be surprised if the guy turns out to be a good right tackle in the NFL for years to come. And again, if this was a top 10 pick, a top 15 pick, you want maybe a little more certainty as a tackle, not just a guard. With the 32nd pick in the draft, if Gray Zabel is there, there's worse ways to make a pick than have the heir apparent to Lane Johnson, who could play right next to him and learn right from him for years, the way Cam Jurgens learned right from Jason Kelsey, the way Nolan Smith learned right from Brandon Graham, and the way Fletcher Cox learned right, or Jalen Carter learned right from Fletcher Cox. You know, those things, they weren't a coincidence. Not only were they in the same room, learning, teaching, whiteboard stuff, coaching stuff, for a period of time, all those guys literally played on the field with the guy they were going to replace. Like, you know, showing them not just on a screen or on the sideline, but like on the field. Here's what I need from you in this play. Here's what you got to do here. That stuff's valuable. And with Zabel, if they draft him at 32 and he becomes the right guard for a year or two before going out to right tackle, he's literally watching Lane and helping Lane do what he does so he can do the same thing one day. I think it'd be a perfect, perfect passing of the torch, and it would keep this offense rolling. It would add another first-round pick on the offense. I mean, look, I'm the guy that says they've put too much on the offense, and they got to go defense. But this is one of those spots where offensive line, I almost look at it as foundationally, you know, the way I look at defense. You need some foundation pieces there. And the right guard spot, the strength of their team is the offensive line. I'm very, very, very rarely going to be annoyed at an offensive line pick by the Philadelphia Eagles. It's just, it's such an important and huge piece. Last year, I thought they could have done something similar with an offensive lineman. And I championed for an offensive lineman early in the draft last year. The run just happened before they picked. It made Quinyon or any of those corners, whichever one they liked. They happened to like Quinyon over Terry and Arnold, over Nate Wiggins. But it put corner top of everyone's board because the run on offensive lineman happened. I was okay with it. The year before, I was champion Skoronski, who's been okay for Tennessee. Not great yet, but I think he's getting better, and they found the right spot for him, and that's an improving Tennessee team once they draft a quarterback on Thursday night. But I championed him in 2023. I see the future of the offensive line as needing one more solidifying piece for down the line, and I'm good with the idea of right now Eagles using it. Gray Zabel would be boring. I could see already people complaining, but this is how the Eagles have built their team for a very long time. And you could do the yearly reclamation project and try to patch and play one of the spots compared to the others because you have Jeff Stoutland. You could do that. And there's still some players out there. Jedrick Wills, I brought up a couple times on the podcast that, you know, have some Mekhi Becton-ish things to them, qualities and story and traits that maybe if they don't get a Gray Zabel or an offensive lineman, they bring someone like that in before we get to training camp. I think they need to. I think they should. And that's all good. And they could do that. But if the board breaks a certain way, you know, it broke away from the offensive lineman for them last year. Maybe it breaks for it this year. Maybe all the edge guys goes. They go. Maybe Walter Nolan goes and Harmon goes. And so the interior defensive linemen are gone. The edge guys they like are gone. Both safeties are gone. And you're sitting there staring at a bunch of quarterbacks on the board like Milrow or Dart, Chuck, and the Eagles don't really want to trade out, and they're not getting great offers from the Giants or the Browns. There's worse things to do than to sit there at 32 and take Gray Zabel. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there. Midday show live, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. every day, live on YouTube. Hopefully the Phillies get a victory today. Boy, they need it. I'll have for you tomorrow on the pod, my guy, the guy I want the Eagles to draft more than anyone in the 2025 NFL draft. Thanks so much for listening to WIP Daily.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.